Representatives of most GOP campaigns found little common ground when they met outside of Washington Sunday evening in a bid to seize back control of the debates process from the Republican National Committee. While the campaigns agreed to jointly demand shorter debates in cooler rooms without lightning round questions, the more substantive issues like who should moderate and what to do about the undercard candidates remained unresolved with little hope for progress. The meeting, held in frustration in the campaigns over the RNC's organizing of the debates in place of the campaigns and in protest of last week's CNBC debate, exposed that, like on substantive issues, the candidates all have different complaints and priorities about how their debates are conducted. Jeb Bush's campaign manager called for reinstating February's planned debate with the Spanish language network Telemundo because of the need to reach out to Latino voters in advance of the general election, only to have Donald Trump's campaign manager raise objections and threaten to boycott. The result revealed the impossibility of the RNC's original task, which was why the networks wanted the party to serve as its intermediary with campaigns in the first place. With 14 candidates remaining in the race with different strengths and priorities, reaching consensus on even basic issues can be painstaking. The RNC shuffled staff Sunday before the meeting in a signal to the campaigns that it will take their concerns more seriously, but the debates will likely be a flashpoint for months to come. This article posted by Zeke J. Miller.